Do you remember the name of that lawyer? What is that one? It's your ego. Therefore, it has only one eye, one point of view. Yeah. That's what it is all about. When you go back to these old stories, you will see that how cleverly, because during the time, the clever people, they made these stories. Okay, let's go back to David. No, David was a guy with a magical power to play with the steel to make the defensive dresses, right? And he has a lovely voice. And he's a good guy, blah, 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 blah. Here, for the first time, you will hear something negative about David. Why? And it's very short. David thinks that now I want to make that faraway mosque. And normally nobody pays attention to that word faraway. Normally they think that, he's referring to this mosque that we call it far away. It's the far away, the mosque. Why? You're not there yet. Do you remember the mosque? First King, first prayer, you have to build the mosque, right? David wants to build it. God will say, you cannot. Why? I was a good guy. Said, nope, you're not a good guy. You killed people. And he's not pointing at the people that he killed with the sword. The people who he killed with the voice. Yes. When he started singing, a lot of people died. And God will say, you cannot do it. Why? What do you understand from this story? This is what the explanation of today is about. That, okay, the story is this, that David wants to do it. God will say, you're not qualified. But it will happen. The mosque will be built and your son will build it. But you cannot because you're not good enough. This is what we read last time. Do you remember that? So, he said, David, your choice, your ikhtiyar, your tending towards the best, you know what is the real choice? The real choice is that when you are facing the haq, you have no choice. No choice is the best choice. Because when you are facing haq, you want to choose. It has no meaning, because at the end of the day, what are we intending to do? To eliminate this ego, this self, this me, right? He said, the free agent would feel no savior if at last he didn't become entirely purged of egoism. This is what last time, right? Now, today, we hear the explanation. Who is the guilty party today? You.
Explanation of, verily the faithful are brothers, and the ulama are as one soul. In particular, the oneness of David, Solomon, and all the other prophets, on whom be peace. If you disbelieve in one of them, faith in any prophet will not be perfect. And this is the sign of oneness, that if you destroy a single one of those thousands of houses, all the rest will be destroyed, and not a single wall will be left standing. For we make no distinction between any of them. Indication is sufficient for him that hath intelligence. This goes even beyond indication.
Translation, please. A long explanation. Normally it's short. It's a title. But look at the title. And the title itself starts with the explanation. explanation of what? Something was repeated over there. Oneness, that unification, that unity. So he wants to say, listen, when we say we are one, first of all, we mean that the message is one. Therefore, the messengers are one. Because there is not but one truth. And when the truth is there, it doesn't matter who is narrating the truth. Because when I'm talking about the messengers, who are these people? Messengers. Yeah. They're honored to bring in the message. That's it. The message is important. That's what we are talking about. So, when it comes to the division, here I'm dividing. I'm dividing David from Solomon. Why? Doesn't mean that there is a difference between David and Solomon. But there is a difference that you should understand. Because you're not there yet, right? You should understand that difference. Therefore, you understand what we say uniqueness, unified. These are two words that they hardly go together. Because each of these prophets are unique. Why? Because that's a part of the story. They are all the same, they are prophets. But are they exactly the same? This is what we talked before, that in this existence, even in subatomic level or in the galaxies, you cannot find two stuff exactly the same. Period. Oh yeah, they were thinking that we are all the same. Now you know that even your fingerprint is just yours. That's how it is. Even the fingerprint of an ant is like that. Because everything in this universe will... What is the permanent stuff here? Do you remember that prophet? Hodar. Yeah, the green. Everything grows, everything changes. Nothing stands still. And in these changes, everything is reacting with the other stuff and more complicated stuff is being built up. Isn't this the process that we understand today from the Big Bang? What is it? It's just helium and then what? All these processes coming and going and the heavy metal and blah, 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 blah. Then the life and at the end of the day, we are here. And cyberspace is here. What is cyberspace? Cyberspace is something that we don't know it yet. We are in it, but we don't know it completely. It's a growing stuff in our culture and in what? In our personality. Because it's changing the way human beings are being connecting to each other. Up to 100 years ago, even 21 years ago, there was no cell phone. So nobody could talk to the other fellow. This is how it's changing. And in this changing, we see what? The growing movement of a river. Because the main thing which is changing is understanding, knowledge, what we're talking about. The knowledge is growing. Now, we know billion times more than our grandfathers. Because 100 years ago, they thought we are the center of the universe, remember? And they didn't know the bacteria exists. You see these changes? What is this change? All are working together. This is the existence, and we are not talking about the physical existence here. Remember? From the very first moment, first verse, Rumi told you what we are talking about. He said, listen, you people, this is the story of presence of our hal, which is feeling passion and the moment, because we believe in this moment. We know yesterday doesn't exist. Yes, in our memory there are different pictures of it. All are different. That doesn't exist. Tomorrow is not here yet, but this is it. Emotion is here because that cyberspace is alive, is in our life. We understand it. We have another kind of living together, which is that breath, that soul we have all together. So here we talk about this being together, but at the same time being different. This is not simple for the brain to accept. You remember, these are those difficult stuff, because we believe in black or white. There is no black or white. There is always black and white proportional. There is proportion. Period. So, let's hear the explanation now. This is the explanation that what is this being together, this oneness, and what is individuality? Yes.
God said, although it will not be accomplished by your labor and strength, yet the mosque will be erected by thy son. His
no, it's not son. Okay, when they translated, of course, they translated son. But pur in old Persian language means your generation. The next generation coming out of you, your children, somehow. So, the first thing is that, yes, you cannot do it, but your children will do it. Means what? Means you do it, but in a different way. Because your children are not going to be like you, thanks God. If not, we were the monkeys. That's how it is. Every single generation is definitely more advanced than the other one, even when we are going down culturally. Because even then, down going is one part of the path. When we get old, we forget that this existence belongs to the coming people, not like me. I am the going people. After the 70, you're not comer, you're goer. Period. The comers. Because this is what it is. The hope. What is the hope? And the newcomers. And who are the newcomers? Look at them. They are brainwashed with what we know. They are taught what we know. If you ask every single of them, what is your religion? The answer will be, of course they will give you a name, but they're saying, my parents believed in that religion. They get it from us, but you know what's the good stuff? The new thing will come out of mixing it together. This is how advancement happens. This is what he wants to explain to you, that even in thought and in passion stuff is the same. Yes.
His deed is your deed, O man of wisdom. Know that between the faithful is an ancient union.
Piti, I cannot let you go. Because, yes, his deed is your deed. What the young generation are doing now is what? Is our deed. This is coming like that. I remember a generation started the world wars.